now let's do in the chapter 32, we're up to subsection 57. We're talking about the construction over here of the boxes that are that we place. Those are the housing that house. So inside these compartments, the batim, you have these portions of the parchment, verses of the Torah that you place inside the parchment. So now we're discussing about, they're made out of leather. The boxes are made out of leather. So when you do the leather, when you work it out, when you put it into the tannery and they work it through to make from the skin from the animal to turn it into leather, it has to be specifically worked for the intention that you're going to make it into tefillin. You can't just put it in a tannery and just make leather out of it and then choose to take ordinary leather for tefillin. So in this opinion he says, Oir habatim, the leather of the houses, of the housing of the batim of the tefillin, tzorich sheyehei me'ubed l'shmoy. It needs to be worked through, it needs to be worked on in the tannery, it has to be worked for the purpose of the tefillin, k'moy klaf ha'parshis, just as the parchment that is used for the writing of the portions that you write on the parchments. Over there we know when you're working them and you're making them into parchment, you can't just take parchment that was just made for anything and then just use decide to write a Torah on it. It has to be specifically made, designed for that particular purpose. It adds importance, it adds meaning to that parchment. Same thing here, you need to be for the purpose of the tefillin. However, we have another opinion. There are those that say that this is not at the same level, it's not similar to the parchment that you're writing on the writing. What is the main tefillin? The main sanctity of the tefillin is not the box, it's not the housing, it's not the batim. The main sanctity of the tefillin is what's inside the tefillin. It's the parchment that is inside the tefillin. Aval habatim hein tefillim. They are secondary. Umishamshim lahem. They serve the parchments so that we have a place to put the parchment. We're putting him in there. They are not the main mitzvah. Ve'ein tzorich ibud l'shmoy. And you don't require that to be worked out specifically to have it worked for the purpose of tefillin. That's the other opinion. So he says v'yeshlis mechal divreim. You can rely on that opinion if you find yourself in a situation that you don't have any other you don't have any other leather. You only have leather that has been just in the store to get leather. You want to make tefillin. You don't have any other leather. What are you going to do? So he says, "K'sheyafsher b'inyan achar." If you have no choice, there's no possibility to do something else. Then you can rely on the opinion that says that the tefillin boxes, the compartments, don't have to be made for the purpose of the tefillin. K'day sheloy lizbatel b'mitzvah tefillin, so that you should not be denied or wasting the mitzvah of tefillin. You won't be able to do tefillin if you're not gonna. If we're gonna tell you that you can't use those leather, then you're gonna end up not putting on tefillin because you don't have any other way to make tefillin from. So, in order to avoid not putting on tefillin, go ahead and use it. But he says further, it's not only that. The yochel gamki levorich aleihem ad shiyimtza acherim. You actually are even allowed to make a bracha on them until you find others. See, we see a bracha is more stringent because if you're not sure if you're putting on tefillin, then don't make a bracha. But over here he says we're relying on that opinion even to the extent that we're going to go ahead and make a bracha on those tefillin, is that's what you have. I mean, we don't have today practically that problem mostly because they have lechatchila when they do it, they make it for the tefillin. The people that work with the batim, the people with the tefillin, they go ahead and they make it for the purpose of the tefillin. So we're all set over there. Now, here we come with an interesting halacha, which is also applicable in nowadays, which is in the section Nun Ches, which is subsection 58. So we know that the Tefillin Shel Yad has one box in it, but the Tefillin Shel Rosh, the head one, has four compartments inside it. One, two, three, four. Each compartment gets one of the portions. There's four portions of the Torah, four scrolls. Each one gets one scroll in one of the parshas. Now they have to, all this has to be made out of one skin. Like this, these four compartments, the Dalet Batim Shel Rosh, the four compartments that are on the head, the tefillin of the head, Tzrichim liyis moir echad. You have to make him out of one skin. Which means you don't take four separate boxes and make them. They have to be one continuous leather. Shenemar, because the pasuk says ulizikorein bein einecho. The Torah says it should be a remembering, as a remembrance, one remembrance, but not zikorein echad amartilach. I told you one. Veloy, thank you. Veloy beis the gimel zichronis, and not two and three remembrance. It has to be one remembrance. But he says he has to be made out of one skin. But v'chatichas oir tefurim yachad, if you have pieces of leather that are sewn together, right? Chashuvim koirecho, that's considered like one leather. Being sewn together is considered like one. And the same thing is v'u'adinim dvukim bedevik, in the parentheses, or you glue them together. As long as it's not a separate compartment, it's either sewn together or glued together, it's one. But umikomakoin, but Nieri says to you, Toiv v'nochen la'soysom me'oir echad mamish. It's better to make him actually out of one piece of skin. What do you do? Shenoitlin oir egel harach. You take the skin of a young calf, umachnisin oisoi bacharitzei hadefus, and you bring it in into the grooves, you bring it into the grooves of the press, or you have the press over there. Umanichin oisoi kach atche yisyabish, and you place it there until it dries out. So, v'noislin hadefus mitoichoi, and you take away the press, or the, not the, what do they call it, when you're trying to shape something, you have put it on a...
Vise or something, or a clamp?
Yeah, no, but you when you want to shape the leather, so you're placing, so you have...
A form.
A form. Oh, that's the form. So the batim are made by themselves. So what happens is, so if this was, let's say, one piece of leather, so this is done differently. They added it, they pasted it together. So therefore, these are separate. Totally, yeah.
See, like right here, it's all glued together.
Glued together. So this is not Oir Echot. This is not one skin. No. This is put together from different. But the way to do it, it says, if you take a young, the skin, it moves. It's very flexible. Easy, flexible. So you put it into the form, right. And you put it, so you put it into what? You put it into a form that is like a fork, I guess. I'm guessing like a fork. And you put one, two, three, four, you slide it in. And then you let it dry out. When it's dried out, you already have the form over there. And then you put the tefillin, you put the portions into the forms. Of course, you have to later on sand it down. You have to, the way they do it. So, you have to know what you're doing. But here, this is something, let me just tell you, this makes a difference today in the price when you get a pair of tefillin. When you get it, it's a lot more work, it's a lot more headache to go ahead and make it in this way that they want you to make it. In other words, if you look at these tefillin, for example, if you look at these tefillin, which are not Oir Echot, it's very easy. You have one box, and then you just slide in four compartments in there, and you put it in there. But the other way, you got to go through the whole trouble. You got to dry them the right way. You got to each tefillin separately. You got to dry them. You have to have these boxes and shape them. So therefore, the cheaper tefillin that they sell are not made of Oir Echad. They're not made of really one skin. The Alter Rebbe writes here, it's kosher. But it's better to have it made really from one skin. So the more expensive, tefillin are made actually from Oir Echad. They're made from one skin, which means that they shape them, and I don't know if you have a YouTube on that, but you can look it up and see if they show you how to make the... There's videos on tefillin, how they make them, but...
Maybe I saw it on TV, but I did see how they made them, but it's a very time-consuming process because you have to get the leather to a point where you can actually work with it.
Yeah, so it's all the kind of work, how they work it out.
New York were
expensive? I'm not sure, but I know Israel has a big place that they do it, and there's probably a little cheaper labor over there. But I guess you know, in the cheaper tefillin, they just rely on creating the compartments and pasting it up, and that's all what they rely on. They don't bother making erechot. But Alter Rebbe writes, better to have erechot. Okay, now, Seif Nun Tes. He brings down here that tefillin ben shel yad ben shel rosh. The tefillin, both the hand and on the rosh, and on the head, both on the hand and the rosh. Halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai. This has been passed down as a rule to Moshe from Sinai. Because some laws were written in the Torah. Some laws were passed along orally. This was told to Moshe Rabbeinu orally from Hashem on Sinai. What is he told him? Shetiyena merubas. That they must be square. The tefillin must be square. That goes for the hand and the head. They're square tefillin. Ribua mekuvan. It has to be an exact square. She'arkoi kirochboi. The width is exactly the same as the length, so that the inyan in such a matter, she'alachsoinoi, the angle, if you make an angle, yiyoidof al orkei beis chum she'arkoi, it'll be 2/5. So if you have an exact square, the diagonal line across will be 2/5 beyond, approximately close to 2/5 beyond the square. So if you have a right square, then the angle will be plus 2/5. He says bikiruv. He says approximately. Now, this is, he says, that square is goes in various places. We're saying like this: the ribua zed, that square tzorich lis mekuvan, it has to be exact. Bein b'mokoyim moishvam, this is the place where they sit. So this is the place where they sit. Shehu atitura. That means where they sit, where the tefillin sit on the box over here. This is called the titura over here, where they sit on this part. It has to be square over here. Shia titura, which is the titura. Shetziricha liyes merubas. That requires to be square, as will be explained, he says. And bein bitforam. Also the sewing, when you sew together, the sewing has to be a square sewing. When you sew this together, actually, I take that back. The titura means, besides the place where the strap goes through, so this has to be square too. Here and here, on the bottom. I'm not talking about on the box. But the titura itself, this, the bottom piece, has to be, but that's a larger square. You have this is a square on the top, and on the bottom where it's sitting on also has to be a square. And also the sewing that goes around and around also has to be a square. It has to be also the length, the sewing has to be exactly. And the actual compartment itself has to be square. The box should be square. The length like the width. For as long as it goes high. He doesn't tell you that it has to square this way, but he says for as high as it goes, it has to be squared. So this is squared, the top part is squared, what it sits on is squared, and the sewing is squared. But the height itself, aval algovoi, but the height, ain't lahakpid imu yosem arkev rochbei. We don't need to care if it's higher than the width of the lens. You don't have to have square also. The top to the bottom, it's okay to be higher than the square. It doesn't say about lower, but it says square. That doesn't have to be square, from the top to the bottom. So again, so the top square, the sewing square, and the titura, the bottom part is square. Now what happens? They were square. What happens that the square got ruined? See, sometimes at the edge they get chipped a little bit over here. So you lose your square over here. It's not anymore square. Or it gets dented, something like that. So if it was dented, tzarich lisakno, you must fix it. And if you don't fix it, v'im loytiknon psulin. If you don't fix it, then they would be disqualified. Since square is from Moshe given down to Sinai, that's an absolute law. We can't be lenient with that. And therefore, if you lose your square, it's no longer kosher. Now, he says, but what do we do with the head compartment? We don't have each compartment squared. We have a square. The square is when you combine all the four compartments together. When you have all the four together, that's when you square it off. They make it square. And not each one by himself. To begin with, he says he should make, the right way to do it is that all these compartments should be equal in size. You shouldn't have one larger, one smaller, when they should be symmetrical. Everything should match up. One should not be wider than the other one. Now, in the subsection 60, Samach, he says that the leather, Oir Habatim, mitzvahs lasusun shochar. The mitzvah is to make it black. That's why. You don't see any other tefillin but black tefillin, right? Because the mitzvah is to make them black. Just like Kemoi HaRitzuas, just like the straps. The straps are always black as well. Now, by straps, Afal pi shabiritzuas aloch l'moshe b'sinai, v'loi botim. We have it also by tradition from Moshe that these straps have to be black. But it doesn't say by the tradition from Moshe that the boxes have to be black. So it's not by tradition of Moshe, but nevertheless, the mitzvah of tefillin is that everything should be black. So you have the straps black, and then you have the boxes black, and they say black is beautiful. So Samach Aleph. Okay, so now we're talking about the cheritz, the hole should be bayis lebayis. So technically, this is actually not. Like, you see over here? Look at the top over here. You okay? If you sliced into the compartment, each compartment, what would you find when you sliced in here? You really would find nothing. There is no leather in between over here because it's pasted from the inside, the four compartments. But technically, this is one compartment, right? If you take out the inside in this one, which is not made by Rechad, it's one compartment, and they just made like a groove on the top to show you where it would be, but it doesn't really go down to the bottom. But if it was done the right way, it was done for one skin, you would have the groove going down within the skin itself, going down all the ways to the bottom. Okay, and over here too, when they paste it up, they also have it go down to the bottom. So what he's saying to you is that these grooves that go between each compartment, tzarich sheyagia ad mokim hatfar. So, I guess I'm thinking that the cheritz can only be done if you have it from one skin. So basically, what happens is you have this skin; it goes down, it goes back up, and then it goes again. So that compartment, when it goes down, that scrape, when you take the tefillin that we have, the good tefillin, if you go by the one compartment, by the wherever there's the groove, and if you force it open, you will see that groove goes all the way down to the bottom, till the bottom, to the tetura where it's sitting on. So he says, it has to reach up till the place where you sew it. That's where the groove has to go. But it's kosher even if it doesn't reach. So let's say over here, when you would open it up, you would see it doesn't go all the way down to the bottom. It's made lesser. That would still be okay. But you must be able to tell the groove on the top. You need to have the four headings. The top needs to be seen to everybody. The main thing is on the top you have to be able to see. So if you look on all the tefillin shel Rosh, you always see the grooves on the top because that is necessary to be visible to everybody. But this would be true by medvarim amurim kshoyse mechitzes zabatim mi bifnim gam bein bayis lebayis mil milo ad roichav haparshim beir echot. So he says that this is only okay. When is it okay that it doesn't go to the bottom? Is when you make the walls of the inside of the compartments gam bein bayis lebayis, that also in between one compartment and the other one mil milo ad soiv reichav parsha. At the end of the width of the parsha, made by Rechot. So, in other words, there is the where the parsha is going to lay in the width of the parsha, it's going to be covered by the compartment which is made out of one skin. So, even though the compartments don't go all the way down to the bottom, but as long as those compartments fit in them, the entire width of the parsha sticks inside, it's one erech, then that would be okay. And you did it together with the outer ones, so you have the outer ones, and the inner ones are made all together, but the inner ones don't go as far down as the outer ones, but they cover the parsha, then it would be okay. But if you didn't do so that you didn't have it originally together, then or if you did so and then it's ripped the skin between the parsha, so there's no more full compartments over here, then it's possible, then it would be not qualified, as will be explained in the chapter 33. So I guess that if you need to have it compartmentalized, it needs to be with one skin. If you didn't do so in the beginning, which means maybe you added later, things like that, that wouldn't be good. I guess, but in this case, like when it's not made of or echot, it's not made of one skin, as long as you stick in four compartments and they go all the way to the bottom, that's considered pasted together, then that would be okay. In this case, let's say, maybe if you stuck in four compartments, and these four compartments did not go all the way to the end, just partial way, even they would cover the parts, that wouldn't be good. I'm not sure exactly what would be there. Okay, let's do one more halacha, and we'll do subsection 62. What is the height of the batim? What is the height? How high can it be? Or what did it be? It says, goyva batim ein lam shir. It doesn't have any size. There's no measure for how high they can be. V'yachal asoysum gedolim maktanim. You can make it large, tall, or small commercial yirta, and as you want. He says, "Vaminek shalach chachamim va'aviz bati dinim." He says the custom of the sages and the heads of the court, meaning the distinguished people, lasi shel rosh gvoim yosem begim latzbois, to make him higher than three fingers. Kivim shemanichin oisom begoli, so at least three fingers high, because since you put it openly, we're talking about the headpiece over here. We're talking about okay. Why yes shvach begiluyon. And there is a praise by being revealed in the open. Commission of Bar Simuch of Zion, as explained in chapter 27, to make it praiseworthy, the nations of the world will see God's name on you. That's the Tefillin Shel Rosh. So that's where they make him tall. Aval Chachomim v'Talmidim, but the regular sages and the students, the sages and the students of a Talmud v'nei Rabbi, and a student in front of his teacher. It's not respectful to show your tefillin in front of them. It's not a respectful thing. Manichin tefillin ketanis, they place small tefillin ke'etzba, just the size of a finger, umechza, a finger and a half. Tachas hamitznefes, and they put it underneath the hat. So you have a hat and they have a little tefillin sort of stuck in there. Nipnei derech eretz. Why is it? It's because of respect. What is the respect? Shelo yashvus atzman l'rabbi seim bifneim. They shouldn't be equal to their teachers in front of them. You're wearing tefillin, I'm wearing tefillin. They should not show off in front of them. V'nirim ka'azei ponim, and they appear like they're brazen. Why? Nishat tefillin ha'derech kovod u'gedula, because tefillin are considered honorable. That shows them greatness. K'mo shekosuv, as the verse states, that all the nations of the world will see God's name called upon you and they'll fear you. And our sages says, that's a reference to tefillin shebarosh. That means that the tefillin on the head is something which is the distinguished, which makes you honorable, and therefore a student should not be in the front of the teacher. Now, this applies in the olden days, probably most of the time, they'd wear the tefillin the whole day. So that would be, and that's why they put it in such a way. But today, when we put up for davening, it's a different story. So everybody could wear the tefillin. And actually, that's what you'll notice. Chabad has larger tefillin. You know, they have a larger tefillin. They don't make like the real small tefillin, because that's in a way of honor, the way you should be, you know, the tefillin should be handled in the honor.